Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and I'm Sibongile Mofokeng on Heart to Heart with you, my family, up until 3 o'clock. Gave you and opened the show Heart to Heart with the sounds of Blessing Farai Chinye Herrera, and the song is You Are Great. We are sitting on 17 minutes, just after 12, and I'm not alone. A great welcome to Pastor Ido Grobla. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for inviting me, and what an awesome pleasure it is to be here today.
Yeah. So, yeah. Now I'm going to put the spotlight on you. So, you're well versed with Kilner Park. You know Radio Pulpit.
Yes. Well. Yes. The radio I know very well, and the area I also know very well. So, yeah. It's just, it's actually prophetically. So, as I've been coming past this place a couple of times, to see it from afar. And today God has blessed me to be inside here and to share. So, it is just, this goes to show you.
Yeah, that God is so faithful. Hey?
Amen.
And absolutely. This is our welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so I think I should have said it earlier on, and I forgot that here on Heart to Heart, we have family. So you are part of the family. We don't have listeners. So we don't call them listeners. We call them family.
This is a blessed word. It is that. We are a family from one another. Mm. And, you said it rightly. It's not a guest, because a guest you have once off. But a family, it's something that you hold close to your heart.
Yeah, yeah. And so today we're talking about us being the clay in God's hands.
Oh, yes.
And I think, I wonder, I've been asking myself as I saw the topic for today, and I'm like, do we still remember that? Are we aware of that?
Oh, absolutely, Sibongile. And I think, that's why I'm so excited to share this message, because, that is, it's a topic that God has laid so close to my heart. Yeah. And you'll hear as we get into it, God is a God of revelation. God is a God of practicality.
Yeah.
And I've read the scripture before talking about clay, but I'm hoping that even today, and this is my prayer today for every listener here, is that God shall open up that same revelation around, as you said, clay in God's hands.
Yeah.
It is, when you begin to meditate on the word of God, and, you meditate on the actual word clay, it is a wonderful revelation.
I think sometimes we do forget that we are in his hands and we are like clay, because what happens is we are reminded by circumstances.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh yeah.
Sibongile, and this is going to be a first for me today, to try and express myself over the radio, and I know you mentioned we are live on Facebook, but God tells me to be practical. So I even bought a little piece of clay today.
All right.
Clay for a children's clay.
Yeah.
And that is how, practical God wants us sometimes to be. To say to me, Idu, go buy a piece of clay, hold it in your hand and see, how easy it is to move it around in your hand.
Mm.
And that is the same way. Just as clay surrenders in my hand, that's the same
way.
Take us
through today's message.
I'm very gladly to. So, just as the foundation for today's message, I just wanted to share, and as a foundation today, two scriptures that I hold very close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
The first scripture comes from the book of Isaiah 64, verse 8. And it reads as follows. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. And you our potter, and we are the work of your hands. And as I said, that is the one pillar of the foundation. And I just want to jump to the other scripture, which is a little bit longer. But God then sent me in this process, go and listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was listening to this, he instructed me to buy this clay and to hold it and to start molding it as I was reading this message. Mm. It comes from the book of Jeremiah 18, verse 1 to 6.
Okay.
And it reads, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hands, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." And if you just permit me, I want to say that last scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, instead of where it says house of Israel,
mm-hmm.
I want to say, O radio pulpit,
mm-hmm.
O children of the Most High God,
mm-hmm.
can I not do with you as this potter,
mm-hmm.
says the Lord. Look, as you are the clay in the potter's hands, so you are in my hands, O radio pulpit, O listeners of the Most High God. And as I said, you know, as I began to listen to the scripture, as I begin to read it, as I began to hold this piece of clay in my hand, you know, and I began to move it, I began to understand what God is trying to show us in this message. You know, clay, as I said, if I hold it in my hand, it is in a little piece of tin.
Yeah.
And it's the same with us sometimes. You know, God is looking not for a perfect vessel.
Mm.
God is looking for a yielded vessel.
Mm.
He's looking for somebody that he can mold. He wants to mold every one of us.
Mm.
But whilst this clay is still in this container,
mm.
I cannot move it. I cannot shape it.
Mm.
You know, we keep God in a box. We keep our own Christianity in a box, something that we put on the table next to us, instead of surrendering ourselves, saying, Lord, here I am.
Mm.
Here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord, mold me. Because God wants to mold us. He wants to shape us. And, you know, as I read that scripture, you know, something jumped out of me. And I read that scripture many times before. But sometimes, you know, God wants us to read it over and over again. And it reminds me of that word where God says, meditate on my word.
Yeah.
Because he wants you to not just read it to get it done, but he wants you to understand it. And this is what the enemy does to us. You know, I could mold this piece of clay into a little cup.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that is how we sometimes start out in our walk with God. You know, he begins to mold us. He begins to shape us.
Mm-hmm.
But then something happens in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sin enters our heart. We do something we shouldn't. We listen to the ears of the voice of the enemy. You know, and something happens in your life.
Mm.
And the enemy condemns you.
Mm.
He tells you that, you know, Sibongile, you are no longer worth it.
Mm.
God has forgotten about you.
Mm.
God is done with you.
Mm.
You are nothing.
Mm.
But that is where the scripture became alive in my heart when I read it. And it said, and the vessel that he made with clay was marred in the hands of the potter, meaning it broke. It got disfigured. But here was the amazing thing that God said to me. But read further. And it says, so he made it again.
Mm.
He didn't throw away the clay.
Yeah.
He took that same shape that was marred, that same shape that was disfigured.
Yeah.
And he reshaped it again.
Mm.
And that is what God is trying to teach every person here today. God is not looking for the perfect vessel.
Mm.
He's not looking for the perfect person.
Mm.
He's looking for a person that will say, Lord, I surrender myself. Lord, here I am. You mold me. You shape me into the clay in your hands.
Mm.
And God will shape you and mold you. And, you know, it is amazing when you begin to shape this piece of clay, you know, it becomes bigger and bigger. The more you shape it, the more you surrender to God, you know, the bigger it becomes.
Mm.
And then God began to give me a further revelation. And I use specifically a cup.
Yeah.
You know, God, we are the glory carriers of God.
Yeah.
The moment I can shape my faith into a cup,
yeah,
God begins to fill it.
Yeah.
And the more I surrender, the bigger the cup becomes. The stronger my faith becomes in Him because I surrendered myself. And it's a daily thing because every day the enemy wants to come and break that mold out of you. But every day, you know, we are saying, Lord, I surrender myself. You know, God or Jesus taught His disciples and even teaches us every day how to pray. Lord, your will be done. What is that? You are laying down your own will and saying, Lord, here I am, Lord, your will be done. We say the words, but how many of us actually do it the other way around? We say, Lord, your will be done, but on my terms. And it is so, and it begins to become such a revelation in my heart when I hear those words and I say, Lord, even me, I forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for sometimes trying to put my will on yours. Although I pray the words,
I try to say,
Lord, according to my terms, your will. And, you know, Sibongile, I want to give you, and again, I'm happy always to be vulnerable and be vulnerable before the Lord. I wanted to give you a wonderful, great example. You know, a couple of years back, I had some difficulty with my vehicle. It was really, it was problematic. I was struggling with it. And then, you know, I started looking around for a car. And one day I drove past a place and I saw this vehicle. And I just fell in love with that vehicle. And I test drived it and I went home and I said, Lord, I want this vehicle. Lord, bless me with this vehicle. Lord, I need that vehicle. And you know what the weird thing was? Nothing. Nothing went right. I couldn't sell my old vehicle. There was so much issues in buying that vehicle. And I said, but Lord, you know I'm battling with my vehicle. All of these things, why is nothing working out? And the Lord took me back to that very same scripture. He said, Lord, you are praying every day, Iru. Your will be done. But it was never my will. You never asked me. You just wanted me to agree with you. And I repented there. And I began to really understood what this word means of surrender. You know, and it's the most amazing thing, this word surrender. You know, when you lift up your hands, it's a universal thing. When you lift up your hands, if somebody said, don't go, and you surrender, you lift up your hands. It's a universal sign. I don't need to speak, but when I lift up my hands, it means I am no longer pushing back. I am leaving it to you. My hands are open. I'm not hiding anything. I'm surrendering myself. And it was the same with this thing. And I went back and I said, Lord, forgive me. And I began to pray, continue to pray in the months to come. Lord, you know I need this vehicle, but thank you for the revelation. Your will be done. And a couple of months later, here and there, I was looking, still looking for a vehicle, but I said, Lord, I know you will guide me. And here's the amazing thing. We saw a vehicle, and whilst I was driving to the place to go and buy it, we got lost and we actually stopped at the wrong dealership. And I saw this one vehicle standing there. And I thought, wow, Lord, everything I've been praying for, Lord, is standing in this vehicle. And I thought, you know, even the skeptic in me thought, okay, Lord, I knew what happened the last time. But Lord, here I'm trusting you. This was not even the initial vehicle I was looking on or looking at. But Lord, I'm going to do this. I'm trusting you. And I tell you now, when you walk outside, that is the vehicle I'm driving.
Wow.
The dealership, with all the issues with my vehicle, was able to say, here it is, we pay it off.
Wow.
They gave me a great deal.
Yeah.
That same vehicle, I want to say to you, has been a blessing to me. I someone want to testify this. A couple of years back, I was driving to Lesotho. And we went up a mountain there with a man of God one day. And the vehicle is not built for off-road. And we drove about 2 hours of off-road track just to get to the mountain. Because Lesotho, especially in that area, is quite rural.
And so you have to go up the mountain to get to where you are going.
And when I got back, the first thing I thought, Lord, let me just go to a shop and just do wheel alignment because I don't want my vehicle to be damaged.
Mm.
And the guy said to me, he looked at the vehicle, he put the machines on it. He came back to me 2 minutes later and said, you know, I don't want to steal your money. There's nothing wrong with this vehicle.
Wow.
And so I say, every day when I drive in that vehicle is a testimony of a chariot of God that I drive around. Mm. But it started with me surrendering myself to saying, Lord, truly, your will be done.
Yeah.
And it is something I want your every listener here
every
to take.
Every family member.
To know that it is around us to start with that, to say, Lord, I surrender to you. Your will be done in my life.
Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you, Pastor Grobler. Your will be done in my life. In 2025, family, it's time to surrender it all unto the Lord.
Absolutely.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Those were awesome sounds coming there from Vovi Patala, and he says, your will is my desire. That's what we're talking about today, surrendering at the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the clay. He is the potter. He knows what's best for us. And so Pastor Ido Grobler is with us right here on Heart to Heart today to remind us of who we are and that we are in his hands. Before I continue with Pastor Grobler, let me just remind you that I am taking your request for the next hour, so you can send in your three requests that you'd like for us to play, and you can send that to our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729 082-657-2729. You can also send that to our Telegram with the same number 082-657-2729. And so we say you are the clay in God's hands. But Pastor Grobler, now, what comes into mind is, we spoke about this off air, but I'm bringing it here now, to say, when you were talking, what came into my mind is that then it means when we move from his presence, we become hardened. And that's why we might even break when we are out. But when we are in his hands, then we remain soft and he can turn us into whatever he desires us to be.
Absolutely. You know, Sibong Gingli, you hit the nail on the head there. God wants us to be in his presence every day. That is why he wants us to meditate on his word. You know, when you read the word, it's like you are pouring his glory, which is water, almost like water, if I had to say something practically, on your clay, to keep you moist, to keep you movable. When you begin to pray, you know, when you find yourself in the presence of God, you know, that is when you are most at a place where God can move you and mold you. That is also why, and that's why I get so excited, especially around reading the word of God, because the moment that, you know, we start moving outside of God's will, the moment that the enemy starts putting so much things in our way that prevents us from spending time in God's presence, that is, as you said, you become dried out. And just as this clay, you know, again, God is so practical to me. He said to me, even take a piece and go put it in the sun for a day. And when I caught it, I got it back. It was like a rock. It was so hard, I could not move it. And he said to me, take now the soft clay. And as you move it's so
Pastor
soft.
Grobler, what gets us there? Because I wouldn't want to be hardened where God is concerned. Yes. I think it's the most painful part.
Absolutely.
Like the painful experience one would have if you're hardened like that.
Yeah.
And the Bible teaches us that he even turns our heart to softness.
Oh, yes.
From being stone.
Absolutely.
To softness. So what gets us to that place where we are hardened as the clay in his hands?
So again, the Bible begins to teach us to say, do not be conformed by this world.
Yes.
And that is the thing. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, as I'm sitting here in the studio, I see a Bible here. Yeah, yeah. And most people will say, here's my Bible on my phone.
Cell phone.
And don't get me wrong. Me, I also enjoy reading my Bible off my phone. But I wanna say to the family out there today, just think for a second now. How many times have you read the Bible on your phone early in the morning or late at night? And whilst not even 5 minutes in that, you get a WhatsApp, you get a notification, you get something that deters you. Somebody quickly phones you to just ask you something. Why? Because they want to shift your focus. They want to shift your focus. And before you know it, you start with a conversation. You see an email. There's something that distracts you from being in the presence of God. And then you're gone. And before you know it, you're done and you're tired. And then, you know what? Tomorrow.
Mm.
Tomorrow I'll do it again. Mm. And tomorrow, the same thing happens. Mm. The same thing happens. Mm. And before you know it, as I said, you are in a stage where you begin to feel dry.
Yeah.
You are saying, Lord, where are you?
Yeah, you can't hear the shepherd's voice any longer.
And that's the amazing thing. You know, somebody gave me that great example. Mm. You know, they put two chairs next to each other.
Okay.
And he said to me, you know, when you are in the presence of God, you know, the one chair is God, the other chair is you. Mm. You can clearly hear his voice.
Mm.
You can clearly hear what he's saying to you, and you're having a fellowship with him.
Mm.
But then these distractions comes, and it's like you are moving away.
Mm.
You are moving away. You are getting so distracted that before you know it, you stand still and you say, Lord, where are you?
Ish.
And the Lord said, I have always been here. Where are you?
You
are the one that moved away. But hear my voice, because the Lord always continues to call us.
Yeah, yeah.
It is come back. Come back to us. And that's why this message was so profound and so strong to me, because God does not throw us away.
Mm.
There's always a way that we can come back.
Mm.
But we should be so careful, as you said rightly, to make sure that we don't get too far away. That we don't get too distracted by the things of the world. That's why, for me, I value my Bible. I value that physical Bible that I have, that I can put it away, that I can put away all the electronics, all the distractions, that when I say, Lord, me, now I'm here, this is my time with you.
Mm.
I want there to be no distractions.
Mm.
I want to clearly hear your voice.
Mm.
And I want to encourage every person here. I want to encourage them today, every family member that is listening, because we are all a family.
Mm.
And I want to say to everyone out there, you know, there is a time for those things. But when it comes to God, let us also make the time to say, Lord, I am here fully.
Yeah.
I'm not just here quickly to do something quick.
Yeah.
But Lord, let me begin to soak in this time.
Sure. So the softness that we have as clay will also impact those around us.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Sibo Gingli, and this is the thing. You know, I grew up from a religious perspective where people, you know, saw a person, a man of God, a woman of God, as somebody that has got a Bible under his hand, that, you know, almost like a stick, preaches and hits people.
Unapproachable.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
But you know what? We are vessels of God. People must look at me. Mm. People must look at you and see the love of God shining out of you.
Mm.
You know, the Bible says to us that Jesus lives inside of us.
Mm.
And when I read the Gospels, every time Jesus came near a demonic spirit, that spirit saw first and he began to say, why have you come for us? Because it was his presence. Now, if God lives inside of us, that same presence should resonate from us. Like I said, we should shine so brightly with God's love in us that let's be honest. Let's really be honest. People outside there are standing in the cold. They have been rejected.
The world is cold.
They are saddened.
Yeah.
And for them to see a smile upon your face, I mean, when you stop at a petrol station and you throw in petrol, what does it hurt to say, may God bless you when the guy says to you, thank you, and you on your way? With a big smile on your face, because God is good to you, to say, may God bless you today. That might mean the world to him.
Yeah.
That might just be a word where he prayed in the morning and said, Lord, if you are there, speak to me.
Yeah.
And it's not by the stick method, but it's us being an example, showing the love of God. As you said, being soft.
Yeah.
Being soft and just saying, God, let your love exuberates
so
from me.
Now it means that I need to be doing stock taking as a person to say, where am I? Why am I unapproachable to people, but I'm in Christ? Why am I always, people are afraid of me and I'm always showing anger, or I'm feeling this anger around people? Then there's something with the clay.
Yes. And Sibyl Gideon, and that is the thing. It is not a message of condemnation that you would see, but there's something wrong within me. As I said, with the clay, you must know that I might not be perfect. There might be holes in me.
So go back, Lord, to the potter.
What is there, Lord, that I need to fill myself out? Lord,
okay,
I've allowed some holes, some weaknesses, some cracks.
And you did mention, Pastor Grobler, that our experiences in life sometimes lead us to that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's
like
the
disappointments.
Thing.
And,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, people out there will reject you.
Yeah.
People out there will hurt you.
Yeah.
But it comes to a point, Sibongile, that we need to stand before God, because God shall never condemn you. God shall never ridicule you and just say, Lord, I confess that I am not where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
But Lord, come afresh, come fill me.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, and that's why I love the Bible. You know, there's Peter. Peter, the guy that walked with Jesus, that three times said, I do not know this man. That ran back to his feet. And God forgave, Jesus forgave him. He took him in.
Yeah.
And we read in the Gospels what Peter did. So God shall never throw you away.
Yeah.
He wants to love you, but it gets to a point where we
what
need to realize.
What happens when we are hardened now? I'm sure you throw, okay,
no.
You're not God, but I'm sure that hardened clay that became like stone, you
yes.
put it there, you're like, don't know what to do with it. But sure, what happens with us if we are hardened? Is he able to can make us soft again?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The Bible teaches us, he said he will remove the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. But it gets to a point, you know, God gives us...
I guess that part is painful then.
Yes.
To go through that kind of a return.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sibongile, and you know what? But it starts with, Lord, again, I surrender.
Okay.
You know, you need to acknowledge, because that's the problem. I think this is where we sometimes miss it. We blame God that our heart is hardened, instead of saying, Lord, forgive me for following my own ways and becoming hardened in my heart. And say, Lord, but I'm stepping back. Please forgive me. Lord, I am the one that repents today. Come and remove this heart from me, because God will. We see it with a prodigal son.
Yeah.
Look at what he did.
Mm.
But, you know, he was expecting his father to treat him like a servant.
Mm.
But the father opened up his arms and welcomed him in. He restored him.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants to, he wants to restore you. But, you know, God will also never force himself on you.
Yeah.
And this is, as you said, the most difficult thing is for you to admit, but I'm not where I should be. It's not God's fault. It is my fault. And for you to repent.
Mm.
And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest struggle that people have, is repentance and the fact that whatever you did that made your heart so hard to think that it's too much. God cannot. I did this thing. It is too much. God will never forgive me. God,
we say
will
that
forgive
to
me.
Ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the enemy will continue to push that agenda on you because he doesn't want you. He wants to keep you locked on the outside. But the door of God's heart is always standing open. He's wanting you to just step through it. And as you said, that's the most difficult thing. You know, I always say when I'm in church and we do a call for salvation.
Yeah.
I always say to people, you know, because as ministers, we would say to people, take that first step and come to the front. It is a prophetic action that you are doing. And I always say to people, you know what? Taking that very first step is the most difficult. By the third and the second, the angels is already standing next to you. The Holy Spirit is walking down with you. But it's you in front of everybody saying, Lord, I lay it down. I don't care what people say of me anymore. I am sorry. And just that one step, I will tell you, the Bible says to us, the whole of heaven is rejoicing. And I believe even as people are listening today, that's what it's about. As you even said, how do people? It's by hearing the word. And it's not hearing me. I am just, as this microphone is an instrument. The voice through it speaks. I believe I am this instrument today. It's God's voice speaking to every person listening today to say, you are not past condemnation. It is you that can just open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and confess. And every person that confesses the Lord shall be saved.
Shall be saved. Now, there's also a question that I get more often from family members. And I believe that if you are the clay in his hands, then you ought to do what he tells you, what he directs you to do, where he takes you. And you find a lot of people saying, but I don't know if I heard from the Lord. I'm not quite sure. How do we get to that point then as the clay? Because I believe as he is making us in his hands, he speaks, as you said, you did mention that, he speaks. And so that's where we get the direction. That's where we get everything, you know. So how do I tune myself as the clay to hear?
Exactly that, Sibongile, and a lot of people struggle with exactly that point, you know, is, am I hearing correctly? You know, am I hearing the voice of the world? Am I hearing the voice of God? And, you know, when you start going into it and you start, you know, examining yourself and you look at what you are doing, I mean, don't be afraid to go to men of God around you and say, listen, give me some advice. Tell me, similar to the people that had a dream, to say to Joseph, listen, I had this dream. Tell me what it means. To also hear from somebody to say, help me and guide me. There's so much Christian counselors around you. God says that he will give you a word, but he will also confirm it through his prophets. And that's why, you know, as we were speaking even off air, we are a family. You know, when you're not sure, when my child wants to do something sometimes and he's not sure, he says to me, Dad, I want to do something, but just tell me, I'm not 100% sure. Is this the right thing to do or not? And as a father, you will say to him, yes, my son, try this or do that. So, you know, because that's sometimes the thing, especially in the beginning, because you've allowed yourself to hear so many voices that now you say, but Lord, this was you. I did what you said and now it didn't work out. Now what?
Okay. Let's take the last break. And when we come back from the news bulletin, I'm just going to allow Pastor Khrovla to wrap up for us and also pray. Because,
thank you.
Yes, we are the clay in his hands, but there's so many things that do happen. Pastor Khrovla was talking about social media and all these things that get into our spaces. Also, what do we call it again? The experiences in life that we go through that take us away from and take our eyes away from the Potter, from his hands as well. So we're coming back, my family, and we'll wrap it up when we come back.
It's more than radio; it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.